Blog Talk Radio.
Blind, but now I see.
just doesn't like me today. I thought everything was going to work, but it's not my computer. It's Blog Talk. Isn't that fun? Not. Anyway, okay, let's just not let that bog us down. Let's not worry about it. Keep on trucking. Oh, we didn't get a trucking. We haven't had a trucking song in a long time. Too late now. Okay, that's fine, that's fine. I am going to play Oak Ridge Boys. This is one of those old songs I was telling you about. By and by. Job. Yeah, I'll give it to him. Yep. I can never hear that song without thinking about hearing it on that Clint Eastwood movie. And now I can't remember the name of the movie. Okay. Anyway, yes. Yeah. So that's how it is. You remember one thing and the thing you were going to say flies right out your brain? Oh, yeah. Josie Wales. That was it. Josie Wales. Okay. Oh, my goodness sakes, Jenny. You left it in the fridge too long this morning. Okay. I have one now. We're going to start in on the songs that John sent us this morning. The first one's going to be by David Ingalls. And I like this. It's nice. It's called I Am Healed, I Am Whole.
The enemy's always trying to put me down, lying every step of the way, saying that my faith is unsound. Telling me, be careful what you say. But I believe that I receive my help. That prayer of faith was prayed for me. I believe that when I heard amen, that to me resounded victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were. And if we were, then I am. I am healed.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. I hold fast to that which I confess. Satan, sin, and sickness has to flee. 'Cause I'm tired of being sick and tired of wicked powers and principalities. I praise God for Jesus and the cross, of his completed work at Calvary. And because he paid the total cost, I can sing a song of victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were. And if we were, then I am. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. Isaiah 53:5 says we are, and if we are, then I am. I am healed,
I am whole,
from the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes, from the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes.
Now, I like that. I thought that was really cool. When I first heard it, I thought, yeah, that's a good one. Anne will have her toes tapping. Other people will do chair dancing. Yeah. That was a good song. It was great. I am going to read something that just kind of, when I read that, I went, yeah. That's fantastic. I like that. I like that. I'm just trying to look and see where should I start. I'm going to start right here. This is Philippians 4, actually, through 7, or beyond. It goes, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, truth, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I read that this morning. I thought, you know, that's one heck of a big promise. And God keeps that promise. God keeps that promise. If we look to him, no matter what the situation, and we ask him for help and we expect him to help, he's going to be right there. The answer may not come right now, but, you know, give it 10 minutes. Well, you know, that's an exaggeration, of course, but it could be right away. It could be by the time you get home. You don't know. But by prayer and supplication, give everything to God. Ask everything of God. I mean, you just can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong. He wants you to do that. He really wants you to do that. He wants you to rely on him, not on the things of this world, but on him. Because whatever you have of this world, whatever you have of this world, God gave it to you. Whether it's fame, whether it's wealth, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's a home, whether it's food, whether it's good weather, bad weather, whether it's rain or snow, or if you love snow, that's good weather, ever it is. God gave it to you. And we need to be thankful for that. We need to go to him with whatever we perceive as trouble or a problem. Go to him with prayer and supplication. He'll take care of it for you. One way or another, he'll take care of it for you, all right? So remember that. Remember that. And don't forget, if you're sick, we have some friends who are sick and are having trouble, you know, and we have friends who have injuries. They're having trouble. God's right there. God's going to heal it. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But he's going to heal it. He's going to heal it. Right? We can't say how, and we can't say when. He'll heal it. It's a sure thing. It's already been done. If anybody has prayed for it, which I know for our friends, we have prayed for it, it's already done. It's God's timing. It's God's methods. We need to remember that. We can't have things always when we want them or how we want them. We need to remember that because that's the spoiled child syndrome. Stomp your feet, holler and scream, and you'll get it right now. No, it doesn't work that way. That's like wanting two fists full of candy and having your mama say, oh, yes, honey, that's okay. You can have that. It'll spoil your dinner, but that's all right. You go ahead and eat your candy. Yeah, right. Like mama is going to say that. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's going to be in God's time. It's going to be God's method. And until then, patient, which is very hard sometimes, you know. But think of those that ended up in prison. Think of Paul. He ended up in prison for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Jesus Christ and preaching his gospel. He didn't rag and rail and say, oh, woe is me. I'm such a poor baby. You got to save me now, God. I got to get out of here. No, he didn't do that. He was very, very, very patient, and he waited for God's time, okay? Now, when you're doing something like that, you might not be prepared for what God's remedy is. Because his remedy may not be what we want. But it's still coming. It's still going to happen. And it'll still be good. Okay? Remember that. Everything in God's time, in God's way, and it's always for our good and what is best for us. So here we are. Next is going to be a song of Elvis's. It's take one of He Is My Everything.
Okay, we're rolling. This will be take one.
What?
James, let me hear.
Yeah. When you see me turn blue, it's the little black tree.
How can you not love that? Yeah. There's no way you can't love that. That's fantastic. And stop and think about it. That's how it needs to be. He needs to be everything. everything. Because he's going to give you everything else. You make him number one, top of the list, and give you everything else that you need. Not everything you want. That's the spoiled child syndrome. But he'll give you everything you need. That's hard to remember sometimes. That's hard. But it's true. All right, here we are with... Now, this is really kind of cool, guys. This song... First, I'll tell you, it's We Call on Him, all right? Glenn Campbell did the demo for Elvis of this song. And then, and then, of course, Elvis recorded it, and we've heard that, and we love that, and it's fantastic. And then in 2018, or right around thereabouts, they put together a virtual duet. And you can't tell it's a virtual duet. I had to ask because I couldn't remember. I knew at one point, but I couldn't remember. You listen to it and you can't tell. It's really awesome. So here is Glenn Campbell and Elvis Presley. We Call on Him.
We call on our darkest day. Why must it be that only one and hopes are dim?
Kind of short, but wow, really beautiful. Hey, we've got somebody calling here. Hello, who have I got?
Who is this? My name's Tony. I'm Tony.
Uh-huh. How are you doing today, Tony?
My name's Tony. I'm good. Are you calling my show? Are you calling my show?
I'm not calling anybody, honey. Somebody has called the studio on my podcast. If you're not wanting that, then we just need to hang up and not waste our time, okay?
No, I do want that. And I want to say something to the Johnny Longfetter up there in his casino. His casino's in. And I like Elvis. I saw Elvis in Vegas many, many years ago. Many years ago. I did.
Uh-huh.
And
good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like him, yeah. He's pretty good. And I want to say something, too, to J-Bo out there. He's trying to take over my show, and it's fake Tony. They'll take over my show no more.
Honey, we're not going on that platform. This is my gospel show on a Sunday afternoon. It's focused on praising and worshiping the Lord. We're not going to talk about somebody taking something over, okay?
Yes, I care. I care about the Lord. I care. You know, I'm from Boston.
Good.
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm from Boston. And sometimes I go to the Alley Bar. And Alley Bar is it's a bad bar. You know, there's a lot of gay people in that bar. And,
Honey,
I'm not gay or nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not gay.
I'm
not gay or nothing.
I don't care if you are or not. That doesn't matter. That's between you and God.
But what are you trying to say? Not.
This is not what this show is about, darling. If you need to express some love for the Lord or for Elvis, that's fine. But if you need to talk about a bar and what you do at a bar and things like that, this is not the place for that.
I understand. It's okay. You know, I got a lot of problems in trying to take over my show. And I just wanted to let you know that it's, you know, I'm not real happy about it, you know? It's a bad thing. They need to get
honey,
out of here.
Darling.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, yes.
Honey.
Hello.
It's not. I can't do anything about anybody taking over your show. Airing that on this show is not going to help you with that area, okay? You need to call someone who can help you with that. I'm not it. My show is not it. Trying to take over something for you, call the law or call someone who can help you. My gospel show is not the place to talk about that. You don't understand because you keep doing it.
But I have a show
I'm
on
sorry
Black
that's
Talk
happening
Radio.
To you, honey. I'm sorry that's happening
Black
to you. I really am. But I don't want to hear about somebody trying to take something over for you. Call someone who can help you. That's what you need to do.
I have a show on Black Talk Radio. It's called Tony Talk. It's called Tony Talk. It's my show. It's my show. And I do it every Monday night or Wednesday night or some nights like that. And Johnny Longfetter, he takes over my show. He's an Indian. He's one of the Indian guys.
Honey,
Johnny Longfetter.
You're not hearing me. You're not listening to me. I can't do anything about somebody taking over your show. You have to handle that. If he's going to take over your show, hang up on him. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to let him on your show. Just you handle it. I can't help you with that. And I'm doing a different kind of show, and I don't want to deal with this anymore, darling. So you're going to have to just hang up and decide how you're going to take care of your show, all right? I am running a gospel show right now. I'm not going to help you with your problem on your show. You need to call Blog Talk or just don't talk to him, okay? That's my advice to you, darling. And now we need to be done with this because I'm going to play some more gospel music, sweetheart. Listen to the music and maybe it'll help calm your heart, okay?
I like this show. I like this show. I like it. I think it's a great show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I hope it helps you. It needs to help calm your heart. But if you need help with your show, you need to talk to people who can help you. I can't help you with your show, darling. It's what I'm trying to tell you. So talking about it on my show, pray to God about it, sweetheart. This is a gospel show. That's my best advice is ask God to help you, all right? It's okay.
Well, I talked to Father Gianni. Father Gianni is my preacher. Father Gianni, he's a good guy. And he said the same thing about my show. He said that nobody should ever try to take it over. And you're a nice lady. And I want to thank you for letting me call you. And you have great music. I love your music. It's soothing and calming.
Good. Good. That is the whole aim of it, is to soothe and calm and to maybe help you find a way to take care of what's troubling you. Pray about it. Listen to the music. But I can't help you with the problem. That's what I'm trying to let you know. Telling me about your problem with your show, I can't do anything about that. You need to talk to someone who can help you with that, okay?
Okay.
And pray about it.
You're
okay.
Great, lady. Thank you for your time. Okay. Thank you.
All right, honey. I hope you get it solved. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Next step. Let it slide by because it was weird time. It was weird time. Yes, I'm just not going to say anything about it. Okay. My opinion is not going to help. I'm just not going to say anything about it. We're going to listen to Dolly Parton. That'll help. It's Mama, Say a Prayer. Because we need them right now. We do.
Pretty sight to see. Perhaps they're extra pretty to a country girl like me. Temptation waits at every turn, and it won't let me be. So mama, when you pray tonight, say a special prayer for me. Of love and understanding, the good night kisses I get now are cruel and so demanding. So mama, when you pray tonight and while you're on your knees, mama, say a special prayer for me.
Oh, my goodness, never rains but what it pours. Calico's getting sick on the carpet. Oh, well, it cleans up. I can handle that. That's okay. It's okay. I tell myself that enough times, and it'll be okay. Oh, Lord Almighty. You know what? Sometimes things happen that we just got to deal with. But, you know, no matter what it really was or how it really was, God was watching how I handled it. So here's hoping. I either got brownie points or I lost brownie points, and it's not up to me either way. So I think I kept my cool, and that was a good thing. Okay? or whatever. All right. This is, there we go, Sidney Devine. Now, you guys were wondering about him, okay? This song is The Old Rugged Cross by Sidney Devine. He was very, very fond of country music, U.S. country music. He's a Scotsman, and I love listening to him. Sometimes you can hear his Scots burr, and sometimes you can't, but I like his voice. I like his voice. And like John said, Tuesday, we are going to do a special show that is Sidney Devine and Elvis, okay? So you don't want to miss it. You really don't. So here is The Old Rugged Cross. Now, that kind of leaves you in the echoes, doesn't it? Wow. I haven't heard that song sung that way in years and years. This is wonderful. Yes. So, hey, you know, if you liked his voice, you want to hear more of that, and if you want to hear him singing Elvis songs, you come meet me here again on Tuesday. Sydney Devine's going to be singing Elvis songs, and Elvis is going to be singing those songs, too. It's going to be fantastic. So come on back. Come on back, y'all. Okay. Don't ask. I have no idea where that stuff comes from. It just kind of falls out of my mouth. It's okay. Won't hurt nothing. All right. I have are you ready, Ann? You got your shoes and socks off? Because, honey, you're going to need to dance this one. This one does it. This is Sing You Children Sing, the Take One series.
Well, Jonah, he was desperate in the belly of the whale. But Jonah had a plan. He knew he couldn't fail. He raised his head on high, looking for the sky. And he sang that song so pretty, the whale told him goodbye. You got to sing, you children sing. Sing, you children sing. Only sing your troubles away. Moses said, good Lord, your part is what's for me, so I can get your children across the salty sea. The Lord he parted the waters, and singing hand in hand, Moses and the children walked over to the promised land. Sing, you children, sing. Sing, you children, sing. I only know one thing. Hey, hey.
still work, maybe, but it sounds good anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's fantastic, man. You know, Carolyn, you're very, very lucky to have that pool just go out and kind of splash around. Everybody thinks I got it good because I got this lake right across the street, right? I won't go in that lake. I have heard from people who live here that there's water moccasins in them there waters, and I ain't doing it. It's not happening. No way. I won't even leave the dog's pool full of water. So I can spray him with a hose, but he ain't going swimming. Not until I get that fence up. Wow. But wouldn't that feel good to go dabbling in the water? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The day will come. Be patient. In God's time, the day will come. All right? In God's time, God's ways, God's methods, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. All right. In the meantime, I have another song from John. It's by Lifeway Worship. I have no idea who the guy's name is. They didn't put his name on there, just Lifeway Worship. And that's fine. It's called On Christ, the Solid Rock I Stand.
Blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
You want to wait for that very last echo to die away, just in case. You know, sometimes something exciting happens right at the very end like that. So you got to make sure you don't miss nothing. Right. Okay. Hey, you know what you're missing might be good, so don't miss it. That's mostly true with Elvis rehearsal tapes, but you know, it could happen. It could happen. All right, here's one that John sent to me probably about 3-4 weeks ago. I remember this from when I was a kid in church. This is a kid's song. They just grab onto this and fly with it. So here we go with Stand Up for Jesus.
Thank you. stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, ye that are his now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose.
They did at the end. I like that. I've never heard that song done quite that way, because I've always heard it done in a congregation singing, you know, and in a Nazarene church, that's pretty much straightforward. Nothing fancy, nothing different. They just sing the song, which is not a bad thing, because that's how you learn the songs. Once you know the songs, then you start adding the fancy stuff. Only the Nazarenes don't do that. But I don't go to the Nazarene church anymore either, so I can do it. All right. And they never cared if I did it. I used to do it when I would sing, and they never cared if I did it. Congregation, they didn't do it. So it's okay. All right. And right now, it's time to listen up, John. Time to listen up. I promised Gwen that I would pick a request for her. And she picked two beautiful songs, but they just weren't gospel songs to me. They were love songs, and they were beautiful, but they weren't gospel songs. So she asked me to pick one for her. So I did. And this is one of John's favorites. This is one that Elvis' mama used to sing. So I know Elvis loved it. Yeah. It's called Beautiful Isle of Somewhere by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae. That is very, very nice. I can see why Gladys would sing that. That was a beautiful song. That's something that, to your heart, if you sing it or you listen to it, whichever, it will bring peace to your heart. That's one of those songs that deserves to be a favorite. Yes, it does. All right. Now, here's one you want to listen to. This is important. This song is important, okay? Billy Brine of The Freshmen is singing this. I'm not quite sure how he got to be a member of The Freshmen because he's not a solo artist, but, you know, he gave it his best shot, and that's okay. He's singing it. So there you go. And it's called When God Created Woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, from The Freshmen, Mr. Billy Brine.
And when God created woman, all the world, it stopped to stare. Flowers hid their eyes with jealousy to see the beauty there. And when God created woman, He looked down from above. I must give this woman one more thing. I'll give this woman love. it stopped to stay. Flowers hid their eyes with jealousy to see.
Oh, we need to remember that, right? Yeah. You all need to remember that. When he created woman, he created love. Part of our job as women, part of our job is to love. Yep. That's how children learn how to do it. They learn how to love and tolerate and be compassionate and empathetic. Because of their mamas. There was a purpose there all along. You got it. All right. Sister Rosetta, are you ready? Here we go. Didn't it rain? I know you weren't expecting that one, John, but it's okay.
It rain, you know it rain, oh how it rain, rain too long, now it rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain, rain. rain all day, all night long. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. You know it's rain, oh, hard rain, God knows it's rain.
Yeah, that is awesome. And it didn't rain cats and dogs. It rained frogs and snakes. So you didn't want to go out in that. No, you didn't want to go out in that. But okay, frogs and fish, that'd be better. We can handle that. Then you got lunch, right? Okay, I'll stop. All right, here is the Carlton Show Band. And I think it's an Irish thing, you know, that was mentioned a little earlier to me, that show bands are kind of an Irish thing. But anyway, here is the Carlton Show Band doing Washed in the Blood of the Lamb.
Have you been to Jesus for his cleansing power? Are you washed?
I love that. I love those stand up and stomping songs. That's great. You clamp, you stomp, you wave your hands in the air. It's fantastic. Okay, this is another Elvis song. So High.
It is wild. suffer. You know the mighty, mighty, mighty gates are going to hit it high.
So high, we can't get over
it. It is wide.
So high, we can't get over
it. I know it's so low.
So low, we can't get over
it. You might as well
come in to go.
Hit it high.
So high, we can't get over
it. It is wide.
You got to have a really moving Elvis break every now and again. You know, it just keeps you awake, keeps you going, keeps your heart pumping, keeps the blood moving. Yes, that's important. I've heard that that's very important. All right, here is one. John sent this morning. It's by Matthew West, and it's called How Good of God.
If someone would have told me how good my life would get, I would have called them crazy, cause I couldn't see it yet. From a story going nowhere to where I'm standing now, I'm smiling cause I know there's only one way. How good, how good. My sins have been forgiven, my wrongs have been erased, and I've learned what's so amazing about amazing grace. Yeah, this life I live is proof that every prayer I pray was heard. Lord, ain't it just like you to give me more than I deserve? How good, how good. I deserve.
Here's one that John sent. We had a song by this gal last week. Her name is Isla Grant. She's an older lady, but she's got a beautiful voice. God, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm. forgive me for my many sins. Ease my troubled mind, place a peace within. Guide my feet so I can walk with thee. And if I hurt someone along the way, God, please forgive me. If my hands can help a small child's pain, then let it be. And if my eyes can find a troubled heart, then let them see. Guide my lips to say the words to help all those who fear. Let me show the lost and lonely that God's love is near. God, forgive me if I go astray. If things I do go wrong, if I lose my way, I know I'll find you in the darkest night. I'll feel your love and I'll see your guiding light. For my many sins, ease my troubled mind, place a peace within. Guide my feet so I can walk with thee. And if I hurt someone along the way, God, please forgive me. God, forgive me if I go astray. If things I do go wrong, if I lose my way, I know I'll find you in the darkest night. Guiding light. So if I go astray, if I should lose my way, in every prayer I'll say, God, please forgive me.
That song, I do. I can't quite place whether I've heard it before or not, but it's a song everybody should hear because it's something we should always carry with us. Always. All right? And no one stands alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. the king, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave, unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone. Take my hand,
Well, there you go, kids. I hope that touched somebody and made them feel better, because that's what it's all about. I've got something that's really cool now. I liked this when I saw this come across. John sent this to me. And it's She is the King doing a virtual duet with Elvis. And you'll remember that She is the King, her name is Jacqueline Pilot. Okay, so here is I Got a Feeling in My Body.
I don't need to blame.
yes. Oh, yes. Whenever that gal gets something going, it's good. And when you put her together with Elvis, better than good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is Fly High. That's wonderful stuff. I love that. And they're just, it's beyond words. It's beyond words. When you get her and Elvis doing a virtual duet, even, it's beyond words. That's how good it is. Remember that. That's better than chocolate. Wait, that might be taking it a little bit far. But anyway. Close. Close. Yeah. Okay. Close. All right. Patsy Cline. Dear God. For what you've done and then not go back to doing it during the week, because then you wouldn't have to ask forgiveness for the same thing the next Sunday. Think on that one. Yeah. All right. Here is something fun. This is the Donut Man, otherwise known as Bob Evans, with the kids in the beginning.
In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and it was good. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and it was good.
On the first day,
one,
he made the darkness and light. On the second day,
two,
he made the sky and water. On the third day,
three,
he made the land and fruit in the trees. On the fourth day, he made the sun and moon and stars.
In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and it was good. In the beginning,
He made the fish and the birds. On the sixth day, God made the animals. And on that day, God made man. And on the seventh day, God rested.
Well, that was fun. Anytime you can get the kids in on it and get them to singing like that, it's fun because they're having fun. There's no mistake. They're having a blast. Sister Rosetta, are you ready? Sister Rosetta is asking the question, what is the soul of man?
Ask you. Want you to tell me if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me. Oh, tell me. Please tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I often read the scripture, read it in different places. Haven't found anybody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me who, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I saw some standing talking, come up just in time. One brother said the soul of man is nothing but his mind. But I want somebody just to tell me, oh, tell me, please, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. Some say I say it's a scripture. Some say it's a thing out of sight. That's always argue the scripture, but no one knows it's right. And I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me, please, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. Places. I found nobody yet to tell me what is the soul of man, but I want somebody to tell me, ooh, tell me, yes, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me, oh, what is the soul of man? Yes, I want somebody to tell me, tell me, yes, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. Oh, I want somebody to tell me, yes, tell me, woo, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man.
That was some good get fiddle playing. You betcha. Okay, never mind. How about Elvis? Swing down, sweet chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Well, early
Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot wheel.
Why don't you swing down, see chariot stopping, then you ride.
Oh, swing
down, chariot stopping, then you ride.
Rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me. Come and easy with me. I've got a home on the other side. Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a-thumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stopping, let me ride.
Yeah,
swing down, chariot, stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, rock me.
Come and eat where we will.
I got a home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy will I
got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot,
stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy will I
got a home on the other side.
I love that, how they do the last note on that. That is fantastic. I love it. Okay. How about, yeah, let's do this one. I was born about 10,000 years ago.
No, it don't have to be strict country. You know, I mean. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and Daniel twist the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. The lion's tail, and I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so.
Don't. I love it. That's so cool. All right. Here's one we don't get to hear very often. And yes, I decided to finish the show with Elvis. Of course. Why not? Here is I'm Gonna Walk Them Golden Stairs.
Elvis, WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rolling.
That's one of my favorites. It just goes. Okay, honey. I John.
Well, I joined my number. Way up in the middle of the air. Well, I joined and saw my number. Way in the middle of the air. Got to find a new way. I joined and saw my number. Way up in the middle of the air.
Way up in the middle of the air, where I saw my number, way up in the middle of the air.
not too shabby. And guess what? Time to say goodbye. And don't forget Tuesday. We've got Sydney Devine doing Elvis songs and Elvis doing those songs. So it's going to be a great show, guys. You don't want to miss that. So come back and join me again on Tuesday. And until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Stay safe. And I'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, all.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why. There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why.
Thank you. Good night.